This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. I-70 will be closed in both directions between Loveland Pass and Silverthorne for most of today. A semi-truck crashed and caught fire late last night. Transportation officials closed both directions of I-70 as a safety precaution. Traffic is currently being detoured through US 6 Loveland Pass. The highest-profile Democratic challenger to Republican Representative Lauren Boebert has suspended her fundraising efforts as she awaits a final map for the district. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
State Senator Carrie Donovan says the map the Independent Redistricting Commission agreed on leans too heavily Republican, and as drawn, the 3rd Congressional District would no longer include her ranch in Eagle County. Donovan entered the race for the 3rd CD last February. She's raised the most money of the Democrats vying to unseat Representative Boebert. Donovan says she hopes the state Supreme Court rejects this map because she thinks it makes seats less competitive. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A community tucked into Colorado's mountains has been named the best small city in America by a luxury travel magazine. CPR's Western Slope reporter Stina Sieg has the story.
Readers of Condé Nast Traveler praised the 7,000-person spot for its great skiing, fancy restaurants, and beautiful summer hikes. Can you guess where they were talking about? Just a little-known place called Aspen. Aspen beat out Charleston, South Carolina, which had held the top small city crown for a decade. Also in the top 10, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and Santa Fe, New Mexico. No other Colorado cities made the list. In Grand Junction, I'm Sina Sieg, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.